Welcome to the audio tutorial series for Raymond Sums and the Definite Integral by Rapid Learning Center. By completing this tutorial, you will learn about left, right, and middle Raymond Sums, the definition of the definite integral properties, and the area problem. Functions lead to the study of limits. Functions also lead to Raymond Sums. Limits and Raymond sums define the definite integral, which can be studied in terms of its properties and applications such as area. The area problem consists of finding the area of an arbitrarily shaped region of the xy plane. The general strategy is to split the region into shapes for which the areas are known, such as rectangles or triangles, and then add these areas to get an approximation. If we have a perfect fit, then the problem is solved. Otherwise, we have an approximation which may be an overestimate or an underestimate. Whenever the boundary of the region is curved, it is difficult to get an exact solution without resorting to calculus measures. Suppose that we start with a simple curve like x squared, where x goes from 0 to 1. Recall that the curve is a parabola. Suppose further that we want to use four rectangles to approximate the area under the parabola. We split the interval 0, 1 into four parts using the points 0, 0.25, 0.5, 0.75, and 1. Consider a single subinterval, say 0.25 to 0.5. The height of the rectangle corresponding to that subinterval will come from choosing a point in that subinterval and then plugging that point into the function. We may decide to choose the left endpoint, that is 0.25. Or the right endpoint, that is 0.5, or the midpoint, which is 0.375. Whichever point we decide to use, we plug it into the function to get the height of the rectangle. Note that the width of the rectangle is just the width of the subinterval, which in this case is 0.25. The area of this rectangle is then the width times the height. This is repeated for each subinterval, resulting in the areas for each corresponding rectangle. Summing these areas provides an approximation to the area under the curve. Note that the more rectangles there are, the better the approximation. Let's consider another example. Suppose that we wish to approximate the area under the graph of f of x equals 1 over x, over the interval from 1 to 4, using three rectangles. We split the region from 1 to 4 into three subintervals using the points 1, 2, 3, and 4. That is, the first subinterval goes from 1 to 2. The second subinterval goes from 2 to 3. And the third subinterval goes from 3 to 4. For each subinterval, we create a rectangle where the width is just 1, and the height comes from choosing a point in the subinterval and then plugging it into the function. Suppose that we choose the right endpoints for each subinterval. Note that the x values then are 2, 3, and 4. We plug each x value into the function f of x equals 1 over x to get the corresponding heights of the rectangles. These are 1 over 2, 1 over 3, and 1 over 4, respectively. The area of the first rectangle is then 1 times 1 half, that is, the width times the height, which gives an area of 1 half. The area of the second rectangle is 1 times 1 third, which just equals 1 third. The area of the third rectangle is 1 times 1 fourth, which is just 1 fourth. Summing these areas gives 13 over 12, which is about 1.083. The actual area of this region can be found to be about 1.386. Therefore, our approximation is an underestimate. If instead of using 3 rectangles, we had used 10, then our approximation would be 1.2808. If we had used 20, our approximation would have been 1.3318. Note in each of these cases, we still have an underestimate. The previous description generally describes what a Riemann sum is. To summarize, we start with a function over some interval AB. The area of the curve is approximated by summing the areas of n rectangles, each of which have a width that is determined by taking b minus a over n. The height comes from choosing a point in each subinterval and plugging it into the function. Riemann sums are separated into 3 categories depending on which sample point is used in each subinterval. We have a left Riemann sum if the left endpoint is used, a right Riemann sum if the right endpoint is used, and a middle Riemann sum if the midpoint is used. If the function is a positive function, that is, if it is above the x-axis, then the Riemann sum results in an approximation of the area under the curve. If the function is a negative function, that is, if it is below the x-axis, then the Riemann sum results in an approximation of the negative area. If part of the function is above the x-axis and part of it is below the x-axis, then the Riemann sum results in a number that may be positive, negative, or zero. Note that in general, if we just say that we are going to approximate an area by using n rectangles, then the result will be a formula that has the variable n in it. One fundamental property is that if we take the limit as n approaches infinity of a Riemann sum with n rectangles, then the result is an infinitely small error. That is, we have a formula for the exact area under the curve. This formula is called a definite integral. Just as a Riemann sum can be positive, negative, or zero, depending on whether the function is above or below the x-axis, or both, the definite integral can also be positive, negative, or zero. To summarize, a Riemann sum approximates an area over an interval AB by using n rectangles and results in a formula involving n. If we take the limit as n approaches infinity, then we have a formula for the exact area, and it is called the definite integral from A to B. One property of definite integrals is that they are linear. That is, to take the definite integral of a polynomial, we just take the definite integral of each term. Another property is that the definite integral from A to A equals zero. This is because the region under the curve from a number A to the number A contains no area. The splitting property states that if A is less than or equal to B, which is less than or equal to C, then the integral from A to C equals the integral from A to B plus the integral from B to C. This is because the integral from A to B is the area under the curve from x equals A to x equals B, and the integral from B to C is the area under the curve from x equals B to x equals C. If we add these two areas together, then we have the area under the curve from x equals A to x equals C, which just equals the integral from A to C. Another property states that the integral from A to B equals the negative of the integral from B to A. We have now reached the end of this tutorial. We have covered the concepts of Riemann sums as approximations to area and the definite integral, which provides an exact formula for area. Congratulations! you have successfully completed the core tutorial on Raymond sums and the definite integral presented by Rapid Learning Center. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, or mathematics, please go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.